Waikiki Yacht Club, limited site meeting, May
18th, 2023. Okay, so this is the Waikiki Yacht Club, and as you see, it's not too pretty going on the outside along here, and mainly security fence, but this is the entry, and the entry is sort of designed so it's sympathetic with the portals coming into Waikiki, into Ala Moana Park. And the club actually started, well, they like to say in 1924, the Pearl Harbor Yacht Club started. And then when World War II came, the Navy restricted all yachting and all boating in Hawaii, totally. And then in 1943, they started to let that up and said people could start using boats again in the ocean. And at that point, some people decided to form a club here. This was Army, it was being used by the Army to pull target barges out to shoot at. And but by 43, they figured it was okay, and so the club was allowed to use this. And after the war, it became obvious that the Navy was never going to let anybody use Pearl Harbor again for boat private boating. And so then the yacht, a lot of the Pearl people joined this club. So that's sort of the brief beginning on the club. They had a small wooden building here, which they built out of recycled lumber. And then finally in 1953, in 52, they got a 40-year lease from the state on the property. And then they built the first part of this, and I'm not sure which part is first, or what's original and what was added. Because in 1967, they approximately doubled the size of it. The original design was done by Rothwell and Lester. Guy Rothwell was a charter member of the club and was later a commodore, which is the person in charge of the club. And
Guy Nelson Rothwell. Guy Nelson Rothwell?
Yes, it was. Yes, from Lord Nelson, middle name. They said at the time that he built it, it was a large covered lanai and a bar. And then had a men's locker room and a ladies' powder room. Then in 1958, you'll see the swimming pool. They added the swimming pool in 1958. During the 50s, they were saying to improve yachting, we should start making it a family thing rather than this sailor thing. And so they wanted to have a pool for the children. And they talked to the harbor's people and said, can we rope off an area in the canal for swimming for children? And the department wrote back and said, we don't advise that. The water is four times more dirty than on any other beach in Hawaii. And so then they went ahead and built the swimming pool instead. And so that was in 1958. At the same time they did that, they also built the kitchen. So I'm suspecting the kitchen's at this end, so I'm suspecting the original thing was over here. And then in 1967, Tom Wells made a big addition, essentially following the same design that Rothwell and Lester had originally designed. You'll see when you go in, it's very closed from the side. The other end, it's just totally open. And I think it's interesting where I think essentially it does a great job of incorporating the exterior with the interior, that essentially the main thing on the interior is the view of the exterior. So maybe we can go inside.
This gate,
I'm not sure if
this,
I think
it looks like Ives. It almost looks like.
I know, but I can't. Why would they have it?
Unless there was just the access to
the club.
But even before the club.
This would have preceded the club. This is 1939.
Right, but I'm wondering if maybe they. There's nothing here before.
Not that I know.
There was something here before.
No, I don't think so because the military took it over. And so I'm suspecting they did it to be complimentary.
Okay.
But I don't really know. Maybe it was to here, because this side has a sort of entryway. So maybe this part was here, and then they added this side to make the entry, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, because that one does match exactly. Yeah,
so that could have been just the entry, and then they added this section to complement it. But yeah, unfortunately, they thought they had the plans, but they can't find any plans.
Photos of when they built this,
so
I can look and just see.
Okay, see if it's there,
yeah.
Okay, so we can go in. I sort of like the, most of the building is all CMU, plastered over, but here's some sport, wide back, so it's reverse board back, and they have a couple of portholes.
Why?
'78, they added this boutique, and you'll be happy to know, Katie, Glenn did that.
Oh, really?
He said it was a bear trying to find koa to match the koa inside, but he did that, and then Ty Sutton designed the reception station in 1982. But I like the fact that they have this sort of vineyard, little courtyard, so you start to get a sense already.
Wow, yeah, it's a lot different than the outside.
Everybody was sitting here when I went outside. Okay.
Wait, is that them over there?
Huh? Oh, there they are. Okay. Just, where'd you go? Well, you're just here. Scott, this is a review board. This is Scott.
Hi, been another role today.
And Bill's a member.
Glad to meet you. Hey, we may have talked by phone. And Bill.
Yes. Please help yourself. There's a folder there. Only I didn't know how many. I have 9 folders. Oh. And then feel free to have a keychain.
All right, so anyway, as you can see, it's an open lanai looking out to the ocean. The club also developed the slips for all the boats out here. They had to redo that in 2000 when they renewed the lease. It was a condition of renewing the lease with the state. And at that time, there was a walkway out here, but they redid that also at that time. Other changes, the floor, they changed at one point, but essentially the structure is all the same, CMU walls, all these core display cases, the ceiling. So maybe we'll go this way first. Yeah.
How many do you think you have?
I'm sorry.
Flags?
How many flags?
Oh. You don't have one in the
pump. 600 and some. We don't have them all left in the process of cleaning them and washing them.
Is that from people who visited?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
When you see one here, then the Hawaii, the white yacht club's flag is also their club.
Okay.
So there's an exchange.
Okay. There's, behind you there is a bar, but the door's closed right now. But and then this conference room was put in 67 as part of the Rockwells. again, all the koa finishes. This is from Wells, but the koa was here before. He was matching what Rothwell started.
The reason I mentioned Nelson is he actually thought he was
related
to Admiral Nelson. So he was an enthusiastic sailor himself.
The kitchen is back in here, which would have been 1958, then redone in 84.
Again,
secondary space.
Be careful, Don. Be careful.
Hi, Carlos.
Hello. Let's see. Get the right year. The bifold doors are not original. They were added, but I think you still have a very open sense, and I don't think they track the historic character of the place.
Do they have any characters?
I don't know. And
On some of the areas, like in the transom, they have the kind of, you know, the wood slatted kind of numbers there.
Yeah, they've reinforced some.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if that was kind of the original line of enclosure. And
no.
They brought things out.
No. No, that was always out all the way. I'm quite sure. This area was just added in 2019, but it's essentially an open space.
You mean just the seating area?
Yeah.
The painting was added.
I think the paper said lanai in tent. And then over here is the and the pool, like I said, was done in 58. Done by Fisk and Chapman. Phil Fisk, I don't know if he was a member here or not, but he was an avid boater. He was an architect who studied with Ossipoff at Berkeley. And he died on a boat. He was leading in the race at the time. So I suspect this is his design. Then they brought back Chapman Cobain to do the trellis area. The half of the locker room was here, and they added the other half also, and that was done in 79. So they also retiled the pool in 79. But essentially this is the space. And if you want to go look at the restrooms and lockers, you can.
Great way to document it now, because you just stick that in your computer, it downloads it all.
Yes.
It's electronic files.
Yes, it's great.
In the old days, you have to sit there and take all the notes and stuff.
Yeah. That was not
thanks
fun.
For coming.
Oh, thanks for having us here.
I was a member for several years and then just came back right after COVID.
Oh, wow.
I was overseas for a while. I have fond memories as a kid down here. Have you folks seen Duke's boat? Tanamoku?
Oh, no.
We have a keep it right, on the other side with a nice plaque.
Oh, wow.
It's quite a story on that. A Duke K2.
For
Nadine, Duke, Tahanamoko, and it was the second boat.
Oh, wow.
So we're
process of restoring it back again.
Oh, that's great. It's still in good condition.
Yeah, so you see the plaque here.
Oh, wow.
So he donated it to the club.
Oh, wow. Interesting. That's
a beautiful chair.
Yeah. Not too sure. The fighting chair, what it's made of. I think it looks like it was just redone.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks great.
But no motor still, right?
Well, there's two down there.
Yeah.
Two BMWs. Parts. 69,000 to just furnish the boat. So. But it's going to go out to dry dock here shortly. And we're going to take both motors out, put one in. In the water, back in the water being used.
Do you guys want to go down that way? I don't know where they...
It was a nice connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Said that Duke died in the parking lot. We know if that's true.
He's right through. Excuse me.
I think that is correct, yeah. I'm trying to remember. I never got a chance to meet him, but I met his widow. Because his widow and my grandma, my tutu, were friends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bill Arnold.
Yeah, yes. I remember there's something like that. And how the boat won that.
Katie, do you want a folder?
Yeah. Thank you.
Alton?
Sure.
Maybe.
Thank you.
Continue down the other side. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And yacht clubs are great because they serve as sort of like an ambassador. So it allows you to. We have people from, particularly with Transpac.
I'll get you a whole one for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And here's the Transpac here, this one.
Oh, it's coming here.
Yeah,
when
oh, every
Transpac begins here.
Next month?
No,
wow.
When did it begin?
Oh,
since 1906.
Did we begin
it
being
hosted?
And they started hosting here after World War II. And they, once the Transpac
was it
started.
Over at Pearl Harbor?
No, it was here. Oh, before it was Pearl Harbor. But after the war, it was here.
I think Leslie E.L.K., his great-great-great-grandfather, was involved in the creation of Transpac.
He may have.
His name is on one of the trophies.
Yeah, I know. It was very interesting. I found a really good story about one of the McFarlands had gone to California by boat. The earthquake hit San Francisco. And they misnavigated when they came back. And they thought they were where Hawaii was, but there was nothing there. And they were did the earthquake destroy it? And then they figured out they were off course. Okay, we'll go down the other end.
I love coming to the
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
They open up a lot of berths, so people have to buy locations. A couple of berths for a while during that period.
I don't know how many different
boats acquired the next year.
Oh, yeah. This one, too? Yeah.
And then you have to have such consistency that
they're very
good. Yeah.
So this side, I'm pretty sure, is position.
Okay.
And because they talked about a new bar, which is here, and they talked about a lounge, which is this area.
It's a board member only because a lot of the fire stations are historical buildings that have a lot of
And then this last section was added in 1996.
This year?
This is
the last day.
Also on the property is out here, which is part of the nomination, which is all part of the same campaign. But this building is built in the 80s by Ty Sutton, and who also later became a Commodore here. And so it's non-contributing. And there's one more, if you want to walk out, we can walk out and take a look. But it's also, it's in much newer, it's 2020, I think. But they're both new buildings. See, this is the more functional area.
This time.
Working on boats and things. They use that building over there mainly for all the little boats for the junior people sailing, the whole junior program.
That's the only way she's going.
And they just built this one in 2020. And they're utilitarian. They have you can work out here, Bill.
They do a lot of youth programs too.
Okay, yeah.
They have a lot of sailing programs for kids, canoeing programs, diving programs, all sorts of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So
good workout there, huh?
Yes. Incorporate that into your walk. Okay.
Anybody got any last questions they want to ask Don or the owners? You guys are
Okay.
And site visit.